You and I, as parents, we have not only a great responsibility to our children, but we have a great responsibility to our God. And in the same way, you that are children, you that are teenagers and young adults, you have a great responsibility to God and to your parents.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Thanks for being with us today as we press on in our study of God's blueprint for a healthy family that's grounded in His Word. Today, Roel will urge us to diligently guide our children in the Lord's ways, recognizing that they face constant outward pressure to turn away from His truth. As you stay with us, you'll see that you can powerfully influence your kids when you model a life of faith and surrender. In Ephesians chapter 6, here's Roel Reese with our study, Parent and Children Relationships.
It is amazing when you go back into the scriptures and you begin to look at historically what God had intended to do with every mother and father and with every child. And yet, as we study history, especially biblical history, we can see the commandments of God as God had given to His people some commandments, not only for the mother and the father to bring up the children in the ways that they should go, but as we study history in the Old Testament, we began to see that as God had blessed Moses, and God had brought them out of the land of Egypt and then took them to Sinai, and they got the Ten Commandments, and God began to bless them and to lead them and guide them and to protect them all the way through the wilderness. That by the time they came to Canaan, they were on the other side of Jordan, and God intended to bless His people. But there was one problem. That those that had come out of Egypt were constantly murmuring and complaining. And they gave a bad example to their children. As Moses went to God and spoke to God, we begin to see that those that had come out of Egypt, most of all the people that came out of Egypt, almost every one of them died in the wilderness. And the only ones that were able to cross into the promised land were Caleb and Joshua and every child under 20 years of age. The rest all perished, died because of unbelief. As Joshua went into the promised land, they began to not only begin to take victory over the land that God had given to them. And as Joshua became an example to the people as a leader, by the time he made all of his conquests and he began to conquer the land, he comes to that time where now time has flown so rapidly and he becomes of old age in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. And he gathers the people together, and because he knows he's going to die, he actually challenges the people and he says, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And the people responded immediately and said, hey, we want to serve the Lord. And so Joshua gave them his farewell speech. And it was an exhortation. And as Joshua passes away, we come into the book of Judges. You got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then you have Joshua, and then you come to the book of Judges right before Ruth and Samuel, Kings and Chronicles. And what's amazing is by the time we get to the book of Judges, after the people of God had made a proclamation, They gave themselves to the gods of the land, to Ashtaroth, to Molech, to Baal, the worship of the fertility gods, the worship of these gods where they would actually kill their children. Now, the reason that the scripture reads like this, there arose a generation that did not know the Lord, is because the failure was not on God's side. God never fails. But the failure came and the responsibility was given to the parents. Many times as parents, we actually not only require, but we think that the church should educate our children. Or we send them to school so they should be getting trained by the teachers. But that's not what God commanded the people of God. Now, I am speaking to believers, not to non-believers. If you're a Christian, then this lesson is for you. Otherwise, if you're not a Christian, it doesn't make sense to you. Because you and I, as parents, being born again of the Holy Spirit, we have not only a great responsibility to our children, but we have a great responsibility to our God. And in the same way, you that are children, you that are teenagers and young adults, you have a great responsibility to God and to your parents. That's what the Bible teaches. I'm going to show you in a moment. And I think that as we come to this great chapter of the book of Ephesians, just to give you a little bit of background, when we went back into the Old Testament times, when it came to that place where the people of God and there arose that generation that did not know the Lord, is because the people of God, the fathers and mothers, did not listen to Joshua and did not listen to the commandment that Moses had received from the Lord. And what is amazing to me is that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, God establishes the command to the parents, what the parents were supposed to be doing to their children in teaching them about God's ways. Let me read to you real quickly, Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. And here is the key, verse 7. And you, not the church, not the school district, there is no curriculum for the children, like the scriptures and like the training that they are to get by their parents in the Word of God. Listen to the command, parents. You shall teach your children diligently. That is, teaching them the scriptures. And you shall talk to them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign in your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. What is he talking about? Well, he's actually giving instruction that parents are to sit down with their children when the sun comes up and to speak to them about God's goodness and greatness and his mercy and his love. And then during the day, as you sit down for lunch, before you eat lunch and you say grace, you're to kind of give them a little bit, you know, not 2-3 hours, but just in simplicity, something that might have occurred that day and happened, and you can share with them how God helped you or whatever it would be. And as the children are sitting on the table, or they're walking into the living room, or they're walking upstairs or downstairs, or they're going even into the bathroom, as they look up into the walls, they see the Word of God written on the walls. Not graffiti, but pictures and scriptures placed in the home, in the walls, so that wherever they would go, wherever they would be, God would be in their presence. That's what he says. Did you know that whenever a Hebrew woman would have a baby, and she would go through her whole bringing forth of the child, and the pains would come, the water bag would break, and then the baby would be coming forth, and as the baby would come out, and they would actually cut the umbilical cord, and they would actually take the baby and not clean it, fully bloody and dirty, they would take the baby and they would give it to the mother, and the mother would take her into his arms, and the first thing that she would do and the first words that baby would hear is, Yahweh is God. Yahweh is God. Constantly, the mother would whisper into the ear of the child, Yahweh is God. Why? Because God commanded it. God commanded for parents to teach their children. When you sit down, when you're walking, when you're standing, when you're lying down, constantly telling them about the greatness of God.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. For resources to help direct your steps in godliness, visit us anytime at somebodylovesyou.com. You'll also want to download our free app for live-streamed biblical teaching, digital studies, a Bible reading plan, and much more. Now back to more with Roel Reese in our study, Parent and Children Relationships.
I am amazed today. I am really amazed how we're living in some incredible days today where both children and parents are having a hard time. I talk to some of these teenagers, and I get to counsel with a lot of kids, and it's amazing the things that they share with me. But you can actually talk to them, and they begin to talk about the problems, not in school, but the problems within their own homes. Problems with their father drinking or taking drugs, or maybe abusing the mother or abusing the children. Being never home, coming in late. Always being uptight, yelling and screaming. Never ever saying anything that is pleasant or encouraging, but always discouraging and always putting down. These are some of our homes. And then we wonder why our children not only walk away from God, but we wonder why they join gangs. And why they get into drugs and alcohol and sexual encounters. And the reason is because they have no peace in their lives. And we cannot blame it on the children. We are the adults. We are the parents. God has given to us these children as a gift. That's what scripture says. They're a gift from God. God has loaned them to us for 18 years to train them. It's amazing in Israel, what would happen is that the mother would take care of the children from the moment they were born until the age of 12. And at the age of 12, the children were torn over to the parents, to the father. And the father would not begin to train up the children from age 12 to age 18. And at age 18, the children were turned over to the state. Pretty interesting. But by the time you turn them over to the state, they were totally, fully brainwashed with God. And they knew about morals. And they knew about the greatness and the goodness of God. And whenever the precious would come, they were taught to seek God. They were taught to go to the Word of God, to read the Psalms, to go to the Proverbs. Incredible. What takes place in the life of the Jew. But God has commanded us to teach our children. There was an article that read like this. After watching a television presentation about rebellious youth, a husband said to his wife, "What a mess. Where did our generation go wrong?" The wife calmly answered, "We had children." Kind of a sarcastic answer. It's not the fault of the children. It is not. The children are not at fault. The problem is that the children have not been taught in the home the ways of God. It seems that no matter where we look in modern society, we see antagonism, we see division, we see rebellion. Husband and wives not only talking about divorce, but even some even getting a divorce. Children are rebelling against their parents, and some children even have killed their parents. There are hundreds of gangs. Crime is at the highest that has ever been in America and in the world. Youth are involved with drugs, alcohol, sexual encounters, with many becoming infected with the AIDS virus, and even today, hundreds are dying of AIDS. Even though we've educated them about AIDS. You see, we have tried education, legislation, and every other approach, but nothing seems to be working. Nothing seems to be working. Some parents are being run by their children. They're afraid of their children. Whatever Johnny wants, Johnny gets. You see, Paul's solution to the antagonism in the home and in society was regeneration. We must be born again. That is a new heart from God and a new submission to Christ and to one another. That will bring the results in the home. But there's confusion. Why? Because mother is saved, father is not. Or mother and father are saved, but again, they're not in the Word. They're not in prayer. They're drinking. They're doing things they shouldn't be doing, watching things they shouldn't be doing, bringing things into the home they should not do. So how can we teach our children, or how can we expect them to walk with God when we are not walking with God? That's an impossibility. It would be a hypocritical life. And believe it or not, we're all guilty. And many times, we the parents will drive our children away from the Lord because of our conduct, because of the way we behave. But it's never too late to correct the problem. And the problem lies, like Jeremiah said, it is within the heart of men. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, knows, or search the heart, and I test the mind, even to give to every man according to his way, according to the fruit of his doings." So the problem is with people's hearts, even as Jesus said to the religious leaders at his personal time. And he said, the problem with you is not really what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. Listen to Jesus, Matthew 15:18-20. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come through the heart. They defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Ceremonially, they were all hung up with that. But it was the problem with the heart. Even though we have rebelled against God, He is always, always there to forgive us and to receive us unto Himself. I love that. He's always there for you. All you have to do is call upon Him. I love what Jeremiah says. Listen to the heart of God speaking through Jeremiah the prophet to the people of God. He said this. This is when God's people were in apostasy. He said this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. This is God speaking. He says, do you know what I think about you? Many of us think that God is always thinking, man, I hope he falls and breaks his neck. No, that's not the way he does. Listen to the heart of God. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I, God, will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. There's the solution. It is not until you and I search for God with all of our hearts that he can hear us. If we're not searching God with all of our hearts, then how can he really, truly hear us? He can't. God wants us to search him, to search for him with all of our hearts. I like what Paul indicates here. Paul indicated that the spiritual harmony begins in the lives of Christians who are in total submission and also are following the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They're the only ones that can come to that true peace. Listen to Warren Wiersbe in his book, what he says. In ancient Israel, a Jewish husband and wife would no more consider a child than they would consider killing each other. The philosophy was, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Psalm 127:3, write it down. It's a gift when God gives you a child. And to them, marriage was a bank into which God dropped precious children who were his investment for the future. And it was up to the father and the mother to raise up those children in the fear of God. Children were rewards, not punishments. Opportunities, not obstacles. They aren't a burden. They're investments that produce dividends in time to come. I like that. Dividends in time to come. But it all depends what you're pouring into them. What they will be in the time to come. Think about that. That gives us greater responsibility as parents. Greater responsibility when we correct our children. When we share with them. When we pray with them. When we have fun with them. The parents are responsible for their actions. The parents are the ones that are the ones to train the children in the way that they should go. That's what the scripture teaches.
Well, it's our prayer that today's message has reassured you that when you make parenting mistakes, God can help you regroup and persevere in the spiritual training of your children. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. Today's study, Parent and Children Relationships, can be yours in its unedited form for a donation of $5 or more. To get your copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. We'd also like to tell you about a new book from Raul and his late wife Sharon titled Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World. As a Christian parent, there's nothing more important than establishing a solid foundation of faith for your kids to build on. This book features observations from the Reese's personal experience as well as biblical instruction that you can use in everyday life. To order Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send your copy for $20 plus shipping and handling. That's 800-634-9165. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order this book by writing us, is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Join Rolf for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Now, this channel features additional live-streamed biblical teaching as well as podcasts of all previously aired programs. Or you can look for all archived Somebody Loves You radio programs on iTunes and Spotify. This ministry is completely listener-supported, and we are grateful for the blessing of your partnership. Join us next time as we continue this family series with encouragement to train your children specifically in the area of submission. As you guide them in obeying your parental authority, they'll also learn how to yield to God's sovereignty over their lives. That's next time on Somebody Loves You Radio. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.